Hello everyone, I'm Angeline.
I'm Rebecca.
Do you remember our history lesson from last time? We were talking about Germany and how it was divided into two countries.
Yes, I do. 德国在二次世界大战之后呢，分裂成东德跟西德。东德是共产制度，而西德是民主制度。苏联呢，甚至盖了柏林围墙，要阻止想要从东德逃到西德来的人民哦。
So in our lesson today, we are going to learn more about the history of Germany.
Let's check it out.
Celebrating the fall of the Berlin Wall, German Unity Day.
East Germany was very poor and had little freedom during that time. East Germans wanted to cross over the Berlin Wall. Above all, Germans wanted their country to be together again.In fact, in 1987, U.S. President Reagan called on the USSR to tear down this wall. Eventually, the USSR broke up. The Berlin Wall fell on November 9, 1989. Less than a year later, the two Germanies joined together again. October 3rd, the day of formal unification, was chosen as Germany's National Day.The celebrations take place in a different state capital each year. This year, Hanover is hosting the party, and Germans everywhere can celebrate 24 years of unity.
Word power!
Tear down, tear down. The house was very old, so they decided to tear it down. The house was very old, so they decided to tear it down. Fall, 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 fell, fallen. A huge tree fell.And blocked the road after the storm. A huge tree fell and blocked the road after the storm. State, state. There are 50 states in the United States. There are 50 states in the United States. Host, host. Brazil.Hosted the FIFA World Cup in 2014. Brazil hosted the FIFA World Cup in 2014. So our article starts off saying, East Germany was very poor and had little freedom during that time. So there was an obvious difference in lifestyles between East and West Germany. East Germans suffered from poor housing,food shortages and low wages.
天哪，东德人听起来实在太悲惨了，住在破旧的房子里面，食物短缺，薪水啊也少得很可怜呢。
Mm-hmm. So therefore, out of desperation, a lot of East Germans wanted to leave and go to West Germany to improve their life.
真的完全可以理解为什么东德人都想要逃到西德来。
Mm-hmm. Did you know that as many as 2.6 million East Germans left East Germany? Therefore, East Germany erected the Berlin Wall to stop its citizens from fleeing.
哇塞，多达260万的人离开东德，难怪东德要建造柏林围墙，不让他的人民再逃走，再逃就没有人了。So did the wall stop them?
Nope.East Germans wanted to cross over the Berlin Wall. They would dig tunnels, they would use cars to break the wall, they would even jump out of buildings and then use hot air balloons to get to the other side of the wall.
Wow, 为了要翻越这个柏林围墙，东德人民啊，真是无所不用其极耶，挖地道啊，开车撞墙啊，坐热气球啊，从建筑物上面跳下来啊，总之就是想要翻过墙到另外一边更美好的国家去。
Mm-hmm. And then our article says, above all, Germans wanted their country to be together again. In fact, in 1987, U.S. President Reagan called on the USSR to tear down this wall.
在1987年的时候，美国总统雷根 called on 这个片语是呼吁的意思，他呼吁苏联啊要 tear down the wall。
So to tear down something means to break it down.
同学们发现 T-E-A-R 这个字很眼熟呢。T-E-A-R 当名词使用的时候念作 tear。Tear 是眼泪的意思啊，它是一个多义字，一个字有很多的意思。那不同意思见好不同念法哎。当动词使用的时候念作 tear， 它只是一个拆啊或者撕啊这个动作，它的三代变化是 tear, tore, torn。其实它跟穿着那个 wear, wore, worn 的三个变化是一样的。Tear 这个动作呢，可以用在 tear the letter in half， 把信撕成两半； tear the present open， 把礼物拆开。除了在这个是撕纸啊、拆东西之外呢，还可以用在拆房子、拆建筑物呢。
嗯哼 ，Our example sentence is the house was very old， so they decided to tear it down。The house was very old, so they decided to tear it down.
那房子很旧了，他们决定呢把房子给拆了。Tear it down 更有个夷为平地，把整个房子啊给拆光光的意思。东西德之间那个柏林围墙分隔着，连美国总统雷根都有呼吁过苏联哦，请他们拆了柏林围墙。
Then the article says, eventually the USSR broke up.So the USSR was not able to meet the demands of the Union, and there was so little freedom for the citizens. Moreover, Mikhail Gorbachev gave the citizens free speech and held elections. He tried to rule peacefully.
苏联因为没有自由，经济也不好，将后来领导人戈巴契夫推动民主化运动，让人民啊有言论的自由，让人民还可以选举。苏联后来就瓦解了。苏联既然瓦解了，那么被苏联统治的东德是不是也就可以变自由了呢？
East Germany's rulers gave permission for the gates to be opened. Germans cheered and began destroying the wall. Therefore, as the article states, the Berlin Wall fell on November 9th, 1989. The fall means to suddenly stop standing.
我们要 fall 这个动作呢，让人身上好，可能有个跌倒啊、掉落的意思。因为这里呢，指建筑物的倒塌。三代变化是 fall, fell, fallen。以前有没有唱过一首儿歌，叫做 London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down, London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady。好，意思就是说伦敦铁桥要垮下来了，我漂亮的小姐。所以呢，我们可以用在 the bridge 或者是 the wall。Fell down. 好，桥垮啦，墙倒塌等等。
Our example sentence is, a huge tree fell and blocked the road after the storm. A huge tree fell and blocked the road after the storm.
暴风雨过后，一棵大树倒了，并且把路给堵住了。So what happened after they destroyed the wall?
So the article says, less than a year later, the two Germanies joined together again.
太棒了，后来不到一年的时间哦，东西德就同意了， hooray!
Yay! So our article says, October 3rd, the day of formal unification, which is the day they joined together, was chosen as Germany's National Day.
于是呢，十月三号这个官方哦正式统一的日子就变成德国的国庆日咯。
And the article says, the celebrations take place in a different state capital each year. So celebrations are the activities we do to celebrate something. For example, we throw a party for a birthday. We go out on New Year's Eve to celebrate the new year that's ringing in.
还记得我们昨天有学过 celebrate 这个字当动词使用的时候叫庆祝，对不对？把 celebrate 这个字尾的 T-E 改一下，改成 T-I-O-N。Celebration 的话呢，就变成庆祝的名词了啊，指的是庆祝这个活动啊，庆祝的仪式等等。We have mentioned that the celebration take place. What does take place mean, Angeline?
So take place means to happen.
The celebration take place in a different state capital each year. 也就是说 the celebrations happen.In a different state capital each year.
So here, a state is an organized political community forming part of a country. Our example sentence for the word state is, there are 50 states in the United States. There are 50 states in the United States.
State 这个字啊，指就国家里面的一个州啊，或者是一个邦的意思。所以刚刚例句提到说，美国有50个州，是美国。你看它的名字是 The United States， 这几个字意思就是联合的州政府啊。当然有时候我们会说 The United States of America， 字面上意思是美洲这个地方的联合州政府，或者我们把它翻译成美利坚合众国，它是由50个州所组合起来的国家。德国很特别哦，它每年的国庆日会轮流在不同的邦的首都举行庆祝仪式呢。So where is going to be this year?
So this year, it'll be in Hanover. Hanover is hosting the party, and Germans everywhere can celebrate 24 years of unity. So to host means to organize an event and to make all the arrangements for those attending.
Host 当动词使用的时候，它可以用在主办活动啊、主持节目等等啊，比如说 host a dinner party， 你主办一个晚餐的聚会，或是 host a talk show， 主持一个脱口秀的节目啊，主办运动比赛 ，host the Olympics， 啊，主办奥运等等。
Our example sentence is Brazil hosted the FIFA World Cup in 2014.Brazil hosted the FIFA World Cup in 2014.
2014年世界杯足球赛是巴西所主办的。不过好可惜哦，地主队巴西并没有赢得冠军哦。Brazil hosted it, but Germany took the Golden Cup home.
Yeah.
对德国人而言，他们七月才刚庆祝完世界杯足球赛的冠军。十月的时候 ，they are going to celebrate the 24 years of unity.
Unity is the state of working together and being in agreement.
Unity 就是联合、团结、统一的意思，所以我们才会说德国的 National Day 就是 German Unity Day， 德国统一日。那么这天就可以好好吃个德国猪脚，喝个德国啤酒，庆祝一下吧。Okay, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
So Rebecca, do you know how Germans celebrate Unity Day?
德国人怎么庆祝他们的国庆日啊? I think it's like parade and fireworks and something like that.
Yeah. In Canada, which is where I'm from, National Day, well, it's called Canada Day. Uh-huh. And it's on July 1st.
哦,七月一号是加拿大的国庆日。
Yeah, and then what do? Well, we also have fireworks, we have parades, we dress in our...nation's colors, which is the same color as our flag, which is red and white. So we'll dress in all red and all white. We'll have Canadian flags on our faces, and we'll do a lot of very patriotic types of activities, like sing our national song, Oh Canada. Yeah. What about Taiwan? How do you guys celebrate National Day?
I think...We take a day off. That's the most important thing. And also parade. I think we do parade over the world for our national days. And fireworks also.
Fireworks? Where do they usually have fireworks? Is it all over Taiwan or only in certain cities? Or?
Yeah, we do that in different cities every year.
Okay. Wow, that sounds interesting. So we can look forward to our...National Days.
Of course.
Next year.
Taiwan's National Day is October 10th. Canada Day is
July 1st. July 1st. It already passed, but we can look forward to it next year.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's all the time we have for now, folks. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let me introduce you to my friend Billy Bob.
Let me introduce you to my friend Billy Bob.
Hi guys, it's Celine. 上次跟你们说过要怎么在正式场合介绍一个人，今天要跟大家分享的是比较平易近人的版本，平辈之间就可以使用咯。我们可以这么说 ,Let me introduce you to my friend Billy Bob. 意思就是让我介绍你给我的朋友 Billy Bob.Billy Bob 可以直接接在 my friend 后面，就是直接说明，哎，这位朋友是谁的意思。这句话我们就用在三人对话的状况，所以状况会是 Matt, let me introduce you to my friend Billy Bob. Billy, this is Matt. Matt, this is Billy.
Hi, nice to meet you. Hi, nice to meet you too.
这句话平辈朋友之间就可以使用，意思就是他没有那么客套啊，然后比较直接，所以我们就用 let 来造句。使用的方法就是 let somebody do something， 表达让某人做某件事情。像是我们说在正式场合用哪个字当做介绍，还记得吗？没错，就是 present。 在今天这句话里我们比较随性，所以使用的动词呢就是 introduce。 introduce 这个动词的用法是 introduce somebody to somebody， 意思就是把某人介绍给某人。举例来说呢，我的男性朋友跟我说我想要介绍我的女朋友给我妈妈认识，那我就可以说 I want to introduce my girlfriend to my mom。I want to introduce my girlfriend to my mom. 最后我们来复习一下今天的句子。 Let me introduce you to my friend Billy Bob. That's all for today. 小聚会我们下次见喽，拜拜。
Let me introduce you to my friend Billy Bob.
Let me introduce you to my friend Billy Bob.
哦，这些字都有伤害的意思。
对啊，那到底要怎么用啊？
Joseph, are you okay? What happened to you?
When I was riding my bicycle, the car hit me. Look, it damaged me. Oh, 好痛哦，我要去休息了。
Okay. Take care. Poor Joseph. I hope he gets better soon.
对了，不过刚刚大家有没有觉得他刚刚说的 "it damaged me" 这样子用法是不是哪里怪怪的呢？没有错，虽然一般 damage 可以用来表示伤害的意思，不过呢，它指的是对事物造成的损伤，因此它后面呢不可以接人，是要接事物哦。For example, the typhoon damaged the small town, or smoking can damage our health. 那如果要表示身上的伤痛呢，其实我们就可以用 injure, wound 或者是 hurt。所以刚刚 Joseph 可以这么说 ：I got hurt in an accident。或者是 I got injured or I got wounded in an accident. 不过通常 injure 和 wound 的感觉是比较严重哦，类似像是攻击所造成的受伤或是创伤哦。For example, the soldiers were wounded in the war. 或者你可以用在意外事故中所受到的严重伤害。For example, four people were seriously injured in the crash.而一般我们比较熟悉的 hurt 则是用在比较不严重的受伤，或者呢是指感情上的受伤哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Damage 是指对事物造成的伤害，所以后面不可以接人。如果要表示身体受伤，我们可以用 hurt, wound 或是 injure。
Celebrating the fall of the Berlin Wall, German Unity Day.
East Germany was very poor and had little freedom during that time. East Germans wanted to cross over the Berlin Wall. Above all, Germans wanted their country to be together again. In fact, in 1987, U.S. President Reagan called on the USSR to tear down this wall. Eventually, the USSR broke up.The Berlin Wall fell on November 9, 1989. Less than a year later, the two Germanys joined together again. October 3rd, the day of formal unification, was chosen as Germany's National Day. The celebrations take place in a different state capital each year. This year, Hanover is hosting the party, and Germans everywhere can celebrate 24 years of unity.
Tear down. Tear down. The house was very old, so they decided to tear it down. The house was very old, so they decided to tear it down. Fall. Fall. Fall, fell, fallen. A huge tree fell and blocked the road after the storm. A huge tree fell and blocked the road after the storm. State. State. There are 50 states in the United States. There are 50 states in the United States. Host. Host. Brazil hosted the FIFA World Cup in 2014. Brazil hosted the FIFA World Cup in 2014.